Radio News.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
The U.S. military disclosed details about a December fight against ISIS in Africa. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
U.S. troops fought Islamic State terrorists in Niger 2 months after American troops were killed in that African nation, according to a statement from a Pentagon spokeswoman. She says during the mission in the Lake Chad Basin region on the morning of the 6th of December, a combined force of U.S. troops and forces from Niger came under fire from a formation of violent extremists. She says a firefight ensued. It left 11 militants dead, though no American or forces from Niger were harmed in that encounter.
What can make your small business stand out from the next small business? Let's say you're trying to start a side business. Maybe you're going to do some crafting. Maybe you're going to sell some other things. Christy Wright is a small business expert. She says the one main thing you have to remember when starting your own small business or side business.
Now is a great time to start a side or small business. However,
which you have done.
Yes, I have. But it's very popular. Because it's so popular, it's easy to get into markets that are saturated. So if you're going to do something that other people have done, you need to either create products that are different in some way or market them in different places or in a different way. So you basically need to know what makes you unique. Why should someone buy from you versus the competition? Now, your unique position doesn't have to be the only thing you do well, and it doesn't have to necessarily be something that no one else is doing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. For USA Radio News, my name is Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is The Watchdog Wall Street.
A lot of emails passed. I don't know why. I suppose maybe because we just keep adding new affiliates here to the program. And I honestly couldn't be happier. And I get the lists that come down and new station here. And it's great. I'm glad to see it. I see it in the amount of people that come and sign up for all of the great stuff that we have at our website. And everything's absolutely free there that are coming to us for help. The phone calls that we're getting, the comments, emails, it's hard for me to keep up with. And I'm going to be honest with everybody. The best way to get in contact with me, through the website, sign up for stuff via email is the best way. Through all these social media stuff and whatnot, I cannot keep track of it all. I can't. That's the best way. Eventually, I mean, and I feel bad. I'll look at our Facebook fan page, and there'll be people that posted some comments there, and I'm like, oh, man, it's a few weeks old. It's just hard for me to stay on top of it all. But one of the things that people are asking about is on our site, we have all of my media appearances, all my old television shows that I used to do. And why don't you do them anymore? And I have explained why I really don't do them anymore. I used to spend a lot of time. I thought it was a mistake. It was a mistake. I'm a business owner. I look at things and I need to evaluate whether or not they are worth my time, whether or not it's worthwhile for me to do it anymore. And when I was doing regular appearances in the morning, in the afternoons on Fox, CNN, you name it, the networks out there, I couldn't do my Monday through Friday program because it just wasn't possible. Didn't have it at that time. Couldn't do it because I had to be at a television studio to do a 3-minute appearance. 5 minutes at the most. 5 minutes would be lucky. And I did it and never got anywhere. Sure, some people might inquire, see me on there. I guess it was okay for maybe credibility purposes, but I don't lead any credence to the people that show up on TV anymore. Anyway, doesn't make any sense. Wasn't getting anywhere. I knew I was arguing oftentimes with people who had no idea what they were talking about. And the goal wasn't to come to some sort of conclusion. It wasn't like debate club. I found high school debate club and the debates you could take place back in school or back in college in some of my good classes a lot more stimulating and productive than what takes place today in news. And I couldn't do it today at all either because I would just rip into people. I was thinking about it this past week. Here's a story that came down this past week. It was on CNBC. It was top story headline, talking about it everywhere on Thursday. J.P. Morgan co-president, this is the headline, J.P. Morgan co-president warns of deep correction for stocks totaling as much as 40% over the next few years. I'm like, whoa, there's a headline for you. Oh, something in your water will kill you. More news at 11. That is one of those headlines. So I decide to actually read the article. This Daniel Pinto, he is co-president, J.P. Morgan. Follow this. Believes equity markets could see as much as a 40. Could. Keyword. Could see, which is maybe. I don't know. Could see as much as a 40% correction within the next few years. Now I'll go on. The equity market has gone some way to go. The equity market has some way to go for the next year or two. What does that mean? I don't know. Which way? It said it has some way to go for the next year or two. Up, down? He didn't say. But then if there is a correction, it could be a deep correction. Could be. It could be between 20 and 40%, depending on the valuations at the time. The most important thing for someone like us is to just be prepared. This guy is co-president of J.P. Morgan Chase. This is a major headline. This guy just said nothing. I could have just replaced this with meteors striking you. And the fact that meteors could strike you within the next couple years. You could get hit by a meteor within the next couple years. It depends upon the amount of meteor showers that will occur. But it could happen. This jerk said nothing. Absolutely nothing. You see, this is why I couldn't do TV. If I was one of the guests on CNBC that day, I would rip this guy a new one right to his face and not give a damn. Because he said absolutely nothing. But again, the author of this article thinks that he got some sort of wisdom here. What did you gain from this? He didn't make any sort of call. At all. He didn't tell you what direction he thinks the market's going to go for the next couple of years. He told you, well, you know what? It could correct 20 to 40%, and that depends on valuations. It always depends upon valuations. The market is overvalued. Yeah, it could correct. There is so, we are surrounded by massive amounts of stupidity and ignorance. It's everywhere we go. Everywhere we go. I went to, one of the many sites I look at every single day. I look at PBS's site, and they actually had an opinion piece this past week. And in the opinion piece, it was done by Nevada. It was Nevada Senator, and the lady was forget her name, in charge of, it was some activist or community organizer group out there for housing. And in this piece, they are going off and they're talking about this new Senate banking bill and how the new Senate banking bill could open up the door to housing discrimination. And I'm like, here we go. Here we go. And then they go in and then they cite some study that was done. And then I went and I actually took a look at the study. And the study actually showed that the amount of foreclosures that took place were actually much greater for whites than they were for anyone else. And basically what they're upset about is they want lending institutions. Now, again, okay, this is, again, equal opportunity basher. You hear me all the time rip in to the big banks, the big brokerage firms, Wall Street on a regular basis. But in this case, this is just stupid. They want them to continue to give information, collect information in regards to the race, color of who they make loans to. So any attorney general at point in time could go and take a look and see, wait a second, you didn't give enough loans to this group. You didn't make enough loans in this neighborhood. You're a racist. I want to make something very clear to everyone out there. Banks know one color and one color only. Green. That's it. They will make a loan if they feel that they can make money on that loan and they are going to get paid back, which has basically been the basis of banking since it started. Make a loan, make sure that the person is credit worthy, price that loan accordingly based upon the cost of money at that time and the risk involved, and away we go. They don't care. They don't. And again, you look at this and you take a look and they talk about the housing crisis and all of the problems that took place, and the senator from Nevada talking about, oh, geez, what happened in Las Vegas and how terrible it was. It's just awful. And all the victims that are out there. Wait a second. Stop. Last time I checked, nobody, I don't remember. And there were a lot of crooks out there. Trust me, I know. We let you know about this. There was a lot of people out there pushing loans on you. Yes, I got the phone calls too. I got the phone call, sure, take money out of your house. Go on a Disney vacation. What do you want, drugs? All of the commercials that I heard, loans, subprime loans, ninja loans, all these funky loans out there. Nobody held a gun to anybody's head and told you to take out the loan. Nobody. And let's be really frank and honest here. Okay? you went out and you took a loan out on a home or a piece of property and you didn't put any money down, and yep, maybe your rates changed or changed, the value of the home went down and you stopped paying, did it hurt you at all? No. You had no skin in the game, for crying out loud. Didn't hurt you. What, we don't have debtors' prisons here in the United States? You walk away. Walk away. The bank takes the house and then they got to try to resell it. All of these funky loans, by the way, that occurred, again, this is part of the problem. We try to simplify things and make it really easy to get people angry or upset and get them riled up. When the reality is that all of this housing crisis, you know what it really came from, was government regulations, the government getting involved. Well, there's no problem with the housing market here in the United States when you went to your local bank and you put 20% down and they gave you a loan. We had the Community Reinvestment Act back in the 1970s. It was put on steroids under the Clinton administration. The current governor of the state of New York is a guy by the name of Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo was the head of Bill Clinton's Housing and Urban Development. He was the one that came up and basically they invented all of these funky mortgages that everybody had to get into. And basically, he invented the mortgage brokerage industry. Because everybody has the right to have a house. You should have a house, and you should have a house, and you should have a house. Whoa, 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 whoa. Yes, I wanted a house too. And my first house, I saved money, and I put money away. And the standard is 20%. No, I wanted to put 40% down. Here's a little newsflash, okay? You get all these politicians, oh, people getting thrown out of their homes. It's not your home until you pay for it. It is not your home until you pay for it. Sorry. Again, all of this is by design. All this is by design to continue to keep the American people feeling like they are victims all the time. Stop being a victim. When you're a victim, what? You're beholden to who? These idiot politicians that'll tell you that they're going to fix it. When was the last time anything has been fixed? And when's the last time Washington, D.C. fixed anything? Oh, they tell you you're going to fix it, but they just make matters worse. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, college planning kits, all sorts of great stuff right there at the site. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. I travel the world and the seven
seas. She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Ah, springtime. More color, more light. Let the sunshine in and frame it beautifully with fresh new window coverings from Budget Blinds. We're your neighborhood experts, and we're backed by the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. Only Budget Blinds gives you style and service for every budget. We do it all for you. Bring the showroom right to your home. Then expertly design, measure, install, and back it up with the best warranty in the business. This spring, the more you buy, the more you save. up to 15% on select window coverings. Call your neighborhood experts and see for yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for a free consultation right at home. Get savings up to 15%. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Let the sun shine in and frame it beautifully. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yes, a little Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Actually, saw David Crosby recently in New York City. I was out to dinner with my wife, and I was actually in Columbus Circle, and I saw him walk by. I said, it's David Crosby, for crying out loud. She looked good. He looked good. He lost a lot of weight. Still got the same little mustache thing going on, and the long gray hair going, but he looked good. And again, it's amazing, a testament to the human body, the amount of drugs that guy put into his body, and he's still ticking. It's extraordinary. But anyway, I played that song, Woodstock, for a reason. I saw a story this past week, and I don't know why, but it kind of like kicked me. U.S. jobless claims plunge to a 49-year low. What? That's a pretty good thing. U.S. jobless claims. I put all of the bad news that they keep pushing on everybody out there, and the sky is going to fall, and trade wars, and Trump is a monster and doesn't know what he's doing, and the tax reform is U.S. jobless claims plunge to 49-year low. And I say, wait a second, I do some quick calculator. That's 1969. Woodstock. Jobless claims have not been this low since Woodstock. Pretty darn impressive. Also, let's mention the fact that real disposable income up the most that we've seen in 5 years. And people say, well, it's going to overheat the market. It's going to be inflationary. It's going to be terrible. Not going to be enough workers out there. Oh, wait a second. You got some good governors out there that are saying, oh, by the way, you're getting food stamps and you've got school age kids. Kids are going to school. Guess what? In order to continue to get those food stamps, you're going to have to work at least 30 hours a week. Oh, wow. Guess what? All of a sudden, people are going back to work. Novel concept, huh? Anyway, wanted to touch on this story. You're going to have a little fun with this. And I know we've talked about retail and retail stocks and what's happening with retail all across the country. I don't like investing in retail at all. I really don't. And I think most of the people that run these companies, unfortunately, are they're chosen for the wrong reasons. You got to choose wisely. when you pick a CEO of your company. And I find it kind of fascinating because you see the CEOs of these companies and how horrible they do. And again, it's a club once you get in. And even if you do, even if you perform poorly, take a look. We've talked about General Electric and Jeff Immelt. Yeah, Jeff Immelt was set to be the head of another company. The guy basically just destroyed, pretty close to destroying General Electric. And he's wanted as a CEO. Amazing. Really is. But anyway. Yeah, you had the NFL combine going on. And I was amazed by some of the feats of strength that take place. You hear about them, and I'm always, intrigued. And I find out that some guy bench presses 225 pounds 35 times in a row. And I said, I got to see the YouTube clip of that. And someone, I like to lift weights, and, now I'm getting older, and I start thinking about all the pain in my shoulders and elbows and trying to attempt something like that. I watch this guy throwing up 225 pounds, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, wow, that's impressive. And he got the player from UCF with no hand and the benching that he's doing, the speed that it's kind of cool. But you also take what they do in this, and a lot of people are against the combine. They've equated it sometimes to a slave auction. You got to take a look at these NFL teams and how the NFL is structured. You have a salary cap. You can only spend so much money. This is why the draft is so important. You better choose wisely. If you don't choose wisely, you're going to end up like who? The Cleveland Browns. And going to be put behind the eight ball. Imagine, just for argument's sake, we actually did the same thing. Companies did. Publicly traded companies did the same thing when trying to hire a CEO. I'm going to explain when we get back. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll put this all together. I know I'm going here, there, and everywhere. Don't go anywhere. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be right back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
St. Patrick's Day is a time for us to honor and build upon the lasting bonds of our friendship between the United States and Ireland. Bonds forged through a very common heritage, shared values, and a united vision for a peaceful and prosperous future.
President Donald Trump earlier today at the Friends of Ireland luncheon. Now the President and House Speaker Paul Ryan spoke at that luncheon. Also today there's been lots of talk of a shakeup at the White House, even more of a shakeup, you could say. Rumor has it that H.R. McMaster is one of the guys on the way out. Well, former ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, today was asked on Fox News if he's one of the guys who may be coming into the White House.
Well, this is my longstanding, and I appreciate, very boring policy not to comment on personnel matters, and that's what I'm still doing, even though I'm in Las Vegas.
Bolton was also asked if he was at the White House last week. He would not answer that question as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
It's an amazing song.
I've never told anybody my story.
From Irwin Brothers Entertainment comes I Can Only Imagine.
When I was 11 years old, life was tough.
On March 16th, discover the untold story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters March 16th. Go to IcanOnlyImagine.com.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. enjoy the restaurant showcase, and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. Right. Anyway, I've got a lot of great tunes. As always here, greatest bumper music in all of talk radio. Some other things. What are you getting at, Markowski? You're talking about retail, and you're talking about CEOs and all this stuff, and you're tying this into the NFL combines? Well, yeah. You think the great lengths that these owners, scouts, the NFL do to try to get the right player. They don't want to make a mistake because they know it will happen. And it was interesting this past week, one of the players, and I can't remember who, came out and said that he was asked when he was doing his interviews, not during the how high you can jump, how much can you bench, run part, the Q&A part, they tried to throw him off. They asked him a question about whether or not he likes guys. They also asked him, they said he heard that your mother prostitutes herself. All they were looking for was his reaction. Again, all of the left-wing loon groups got all upset. How could you ask them this question? Why did they ask him? It wasn't because they wanted to know the answers. They wanted to see what he would do. We need to construct some sort of combine. If I was on the board of directors of a publicly traded company, I would say, you know what? We need a new CEO. We got to come up with some sort of combine here. No, you don't have to show us how much you can bench or how fast you can run. But you need to demonstrate to us, and you can do this through various different ways and questions and whatnot, that you can take ego. You can take your ego and you can put it aside. We got to find out whether or not the company's interests are the most important thing, or your own, and is about you and your legacy. You know, when you're the CEO of a company, you are going to be getting pitched all the time. You make all the decisions in these big companies. You're getting pitched all the time, various different things, acquisitions, raising money, all sorts of various different deals. And I'm here to tell you, okay, Wall Street comes in and their consultants and their M&A guys and their investment banking guys. And I want you to remember the scene from the film Animal House, okay? Familiar with the film Animal House when you have the angel on the shoulder and the devil on the shoulder. Now, I cannot play that scene on air, but you know exactly what I'm talking about. Wall Street and all these guys that are telling the CEO, come on, buy that other company. Open up all raise the money. Open up an additional 100 stores. We'll raise it for you. It'll be great. We'll finance it for you. Buy that company over there. That's Wall Street. They devil on the shoulder. The angel on the other side is telling the CEO to rein it all in. And it's not about you. It's about the long-term growth of this company. We're seeing story after story. Here was another one this past week. For example, Abercrombie and Fitch going to close 60 more stores. 60! Last year it closed 40. Now, I could have told you very easily that these stores were going to close. I could have told you they were going to close before they even opened them. And as I said, I'm not the CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch. You know, these executives, they don't have a clue, especially in retail. Retail is horrible. You need to get your butt out behind the desk and you need to step on the floor. You need to see what customers want. You need to attract people to your store based upon the product that you're selling, just not by the fact that you have all of these locations everywhere. Walk through a mall. How many times? I mean, I was thinking about this past day. I think it's somehow different now. More stores going out of business. The CEOs now can blame it on Amazon. That's a load of crap. Children that, people obviously remember the 1980s. Remember the stores in the mall in the 1980s? Merry-go-round? Remember what all the Michael Jackson type wear with the parachute pants and all that stuff? Well, they're no longer. Chess King. They were in every single mall. They're gone. They're gone. Was no Amazon back then. But what there was, it was bad CEOs. Bad executives. That hasn't changed. You know, people ask us all the time, hey, why don't you open up Markowski Investments branches all over and like Edward Jones? Because I don't want to be Edward Jones. Because I'm not Charles Schwab. We're none of those things. We don't have to do it. Why do I need a physical location on every bloody corner? How is that going to help our clients? How is it going to lower their costs? It's not. We don't have to do that. We've got our three locations, and if we see fit to open them, we will. But it has to make sense. Oh, I could do it. I could get the financing in a heartbeat. No problem. Go ahead. Do it. Wall Street love to finance it. But again, put the ego aside. What's the right thing to do? Anyway, got to take a quick break right here. I'm talking about business, how business is run. And it kind of gives you guys an insight on how we actually look at businesses and how we evaluate them. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize that harmful bacteria. Studies actually show that 99% of all gingivitis patients showed reduced gum inflammation and bleeding in just 8 weeks after using Gum Detoxify.
Pick it up nationwide for $6.99.
This report is brought to you by Nature's Bounty. Legendary gold medal figure skater Dorothy Hamill is partnering with Nature's Bounty to champion a movement towards better health and to unite people on one thing everyone can agree on, that no matter what, we're always better off healthy. As a professional figure skater, mother, breast cancer survivor, and advocate for children with disabilities, Dorothy is using her unique experience to encourage others to be their best healthy selves.
As a professional athlete, I have always made a strong commitment to my health. In partnering with Nature's Bounty, I want to inspire everyone to take that leap to focus on being healthy now, so we can be prepared for all of life's big celebrations and victories, along with those small everyday moments, which truly make life special.
For additional inspiration, including more tips on how to stay healthy inside and out, visit www.naturesbounty.com and connect with us at facebook.com/naturesbounty.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. One more. Again, I know this is, we were just talking about Abercrombie. But again, this is applicable to any business. Any business at all. And it was interesting this past week as well. It was another retail story. It was that the founding family from Nordstrom's actually put together a financing package deal where they were going to step in and they were going to buy out and reacquire and take Nordstrom private. And the board of directors at Nordstrom rejected that offer. I don't know what's going to come next to this. And quite honestly, I don't know what's really motivating the Nordstrom family. Let me tell you something. Again, this is applicable. I know we got a lot of small business owners out there. And I know we got a lot of also young people as well that tune into this program. It's a lesson. Nordstrom, but this is when I lived in Southwest Florida. Nordstrom, they had a store up in Tampa, which was about 45 minutes to an hour away from where I lived. I would go out of my way to go there and shop. Out of my way. We had other Saks, all this other stuff down in Sarasota. No way. Nordstrom was the best. The customer service was off the charts. One time, not kidding. One time, I'm there, I'm buying some things. They're tailoring them. And the actual salesperson is like, listen, I don't live that far from you. I will drop these things off at your house. My jaw dropped. That type of service is second to none. And then I move up here to Northeast, and there's a Nordstrom, and I go there. I got a shopping for my wife for Christmas because she's the only one I have to shop for. Woohoo! And I had the exact opposite experience. It was terrible. They didn't have much in the store. They didn't have the service there was terrible. Most of the showroom was a mess. And I said to myself, what the? How can they allow this to happen? You can't do that. You see? Your name is out there. Your name is Nordstrom name. And maybe that's why the family wants to take it over. Maybe they went into a couple of these stores and they were disgusted by the entire thing. Again, this is why we'll never go public and I'll never sell my business. Not going to happen. My name's on the front door. Things have got to be done the right way. You know, mistakes are going to happen. And I grant you that because that's a part of business. And actually, oftentimes when you make a mistake as a business or something doesn't go right, you identify that, you figure that out, and you make it right. Because then the people that you're actually serving will appreciate that and see that you've gone out of your way to right a wrong. And that's how you go about getting a client for life. I came up with this word years ago. It's called obliviosity. Through an experience I had eating out to dinner with my wife when we had babies running around the house. We didn't get out that much. And how god-awful the service was. And again, we never went back. Restaurant goes out of business. You need to do things the right way. You need to make sure that your clients, your customers are cared for. And again, it's easy to spot why a lot of these retail outlets are not doing well. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
And freight it is. Welcome back. I mentioned this a couple times here on the program, and I just want to make a little bit more sense. I've got a chart in front of me right now. Again, charts and radio don't mix. We do the best we can here at The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. And it's about inflation. And I've told you again, again, again here on the program, the idea that there is no inflation out there, inflation is low, it's ridiculous. For certain items, yes. We all know this. We all know that computers have gotten pretty darn cheap. Cell phone service, televisions, a lot of electronic items, certain appliances, things have gotten very inexpensive. As far as other stuff, well, you go back 1997 to 2017. Housing, food and beverage, gone up by about 55.6% over that period of time. Wages have outpaced it by a little bit. Not a lot, just a little. Now, those are things that are important, right? Inflationary items. But you want to know where the real inflation, where we're really paying for it? Where do you think that is? Where do you think that is? Number one, medical, healthcare. number one. I mean, blows away. Up over 200%. Again, we've got medical advance after medical advance. We've got all of this technology, efficiency, computers. Yet, medical costs are up over 200%. You want to know what's next? And I'm not making this up. They actually put this two separate items up 200% and about 190%. College textbooks. Why the hell are college textbooks so expensive? Well, I didn't realize this. I guess your student aid right now can help you to pay for college textbooks, so it's subsidized. And, of course, college tuition. Then you got well over 100, about 125% since then, child care. What do all of these things have in common? We'll do like Sesame Street, right? What do these things have in common? They're all subsidized by the government. Each and every one of them are subsidized by the government. Whenever the government says that we're going to help you pay, or we're going to get involved in an area, the price of that item, that thing, whatever it may be, will skyrocket. It's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. Again, I'm making fun of my appearances back when I used to do television on CNN. On CNN, and this was probably 12 years ago. Back then, they're talking about the high price of tuition. And I came right out there and said it. I said, the reason we're having all of these problems is because of government aid. It's because of student loans. It's because the government gets involved. And everybody on the panel looked at me like I was an idiot. It was like they didn't understand what I was saying, because their answer to the problem was more money and more government aid and more student loans and more government involvement. Wrong. Wrong. You get the government out of these things, the price of these things will come back down. Anyway, a business story I want to talk about right here. And I am going to be completely honest with everyone. I am rooting for this company's demise. I am. I report on the stories here on the program, but I have to admit that I want this company to go away. Snap. That's right, Snapchat. I can't stand it. My kids use it. It drives me berserk. I honestly want this company to go away. But anyway, Snapchat announced that they're laying off about 100 engineers, which is 10% of their team. All right, I don't know if that's just, I mean, that they have what, 1,000 engineers? Doing what exactly? What exactly are they doing? I mean, they've got their app-a-majigger there where you take pictures of yourself every 2 seconds. It drives me absolutely berserk. But they're getting rid of 100 of those engineers. Again, counting the days to the demise of Snapchat. Listen, I've said it here on the program. We talked about this earlier when it comes to keeping up with the Joneses and social media. You tell me where I'm wrong here. But tell me if we woke up tomorrow, imagine this. I'll do my version of John Lennon's Imagine. I don't like John Lennon's Imagine. If it was my version, I said, imagine we wake up and there's no social media. Imagine we wake up and there's no cable news. Wow. How much better would life be? Just saying. I want to touch on this quickly as well. Again, this is government getting involved, and look what they did. All of the German automakers, well, European automakers, are in trouble right now. I know they just had the Geneva Auto Show, and they put out all of their cool cars. But there was a court decision that just took place in Germany where it says certain cities can ban certain cars. And I mean diesel cars. Now, it wasn't too long ago when all the governments and all the wizards of smart in the world were telling us, you must buy diesel vehicles because they don't put the global warming, they don't contribute to global warming in the same way that gasoline cars do.
So, oh, okay. Okay, good little libs, Europeans, go out and let's buy diesel cars. Well, as it turns out, and again, talk about the smell test. I said, don't tell me that diesel cars don't pollute, because they do. And as it turns out, they're much, much worse. And now after forcing all of these car manufacturers to make these cars, they're going to make them recall them, retrofit them to gasoline. Great. That's just fantastic. Anyway, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. We have a lot more we've got to get into. Don't go anywhere. Watchdogonwallstreet.com. 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump spoke out for the first time about the poisoning of a Russian spy in the United Kingdom earlier this month. Now, it looks like Russia is responsible for this. Take a listen to the president's initial comments when asked a question regarding this and what would happen.
Something that should never, ever happen, and we're taking it very seriously, as I think are many others.
President Donald Trump also spoke at the Friends of Ireland luncheon earlier today.
So on the St. Patrick's Day, we celebrate our long friendship and close ties with the people of Ireland, special, incredible, wonderful people. And we look forward to an exciting future that we will all share together. And it's an honor to have you with us. And I look forward to seeing you often.
And this just into the newsroom. Several people are dead after a pedestrian bridge collapsed at Florida International University. This is USA Radio News.
Life needs to be enjoyed with family and friends, to laugh and to share. But tragically, addiction to alcohol and drugs can ruin that. So, if drugs and alcohol are a problem in your life or the life of someone you care about, then isn't it time to make a change? The Watershed Addiction Treatment Programs have been offering life-changing results since 1998. The Watershed has successfully treated and helped over 50,000 people get their lives back. So if you're ready to make your change and be free from addiction to alcohol and drugs, then it is time for you to make a change. The Watershed knows how to help you recover and promises to help you begin your change. Your new life can begin right now with just one simple text on your mobile phone. Text the word RECOVER to 474747. That's the word RECOVER to 474747. And a caring Watershed treatment professional will help you make your change. Do it now. Just text the word RECOVER to 474747 or visit us at thewatershed.com.
A study finds Facebook's new algorithm is boosting traffic to liberal news sites and reducing traffic to right-of-center news sites. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
A comprehensive analysis done for WesternJournal.com says liberal publishers have gained about 2% more web traffic from Facebook than they were getting before the algorithm changes that began in February, while conservative publishers have lost an average of nearly 14% of their traffic from Facebook. Paul Joseph Watson is a conservative writer and radio host who says it's not just happening with Facebook and it won't be easy to fight.
So they're going to do that. They're going to bury us in the algorithm. We won't even be able to prove it. It's going to be an algorithmic censorship across the board, whether that be YouTube, Google search results, Facebook, or Twitter.
The study concludes in the long term, this could swing elections here and abroad towards liberal politicians. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For all of these stories and more, please keep it here to usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Want to refresh your wardrobe and home? Get to Kohl's Friends and Family Sale and take an extra 20% off with promo code FRIEND. With an extra 20% off, LC Lauren Conrad floral tops are just $23.99. Jumping Beans tees are only $6.40. And a KitchenAid Artisan Stand Mixer is $299.99. And you'll get $60 Kohl's Cash. A spring refresh for the family, Kohl's Cash for you, right now at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers valid March 14th through 18th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The sister of the South Carolina church shooter is in trouble with the law. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
18-year-old Morgan Roof, the sister of confessed killer Dylan Roof, is charged with marijuana possession and two counts of carrying weapons on school property, according to the Sheriff's Department in Richland County, South Carolina. She's accused of having marijuana, pepper spray, and a knife in her possession on school grounds.